This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's November 14th, episode 1042, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Well, good Friday morning. It's Friday already. I guess when you don't work on a Wednesday, the week feels like it flies.
Yeah, lazy so, bum.
Yeah, thanks for letting me take Wednesday off. I appreciate it because I was hoping that I was going to get to do a complete ride-along with Deputy Trombi, who is the MASH officer who does all the animal arresting. Because, you guys, I was trail riding on Friday and riding around, and I saw a horse in my neighborhood that was I haven't trail ridden along this way in a while, and probably since, you know, spring. And I rode along, and I found a horse that was in this tiny round pen in the back of somebody's property, like emaciated. So, of course, I run home, I get my camera and some hay, and I go back to this property, and I give the horse some water, and I'm feeding the horse, and I'm taking pictures, and somebody else came up and was like, are you responsible for this horse? And I was like, hell to the no, I'm just over here taking pictures. Well, Deputy Trombi, I've been feeding the horse my hay all week long. I take him breakfast every morning, and she finally went over there on the morning that I had to sit in the car. I was so bummed. I felt like a kid in class, like in the back of the class.
You were
I'm like, here's
out.
Their house. Here's their house. I'm like, let's go, let's go. She's like, yeah, you need to stay in the car. Like, what?
Probably a smart move.
Apparently she thought maybe I would embarrass her or I didn't have any bulletproof vest or anything like that. So I had to stay in the car. And believe it or not, they did not answer, and so she's going to continue to go over, and the phone number is, she's left them a number to call. Of course, they're not going to call, so she's like, I said, well, what do you do next? She goes, I'm going to go over twice a day, morning and evening, every single day until I talk to these people, and if not, then they figure something else out, but she's hoping to be able to talk to them first. Meanwhile, about 4 bales of hay less in my backyard because I keep feeding them because I can't just let him stand there and not eat. And the people, they don't care. They just, I don't know if they don't care, but he's in the back of their property and they
ignore
him.
Well, now those people are going, look, somebody's feeding their horse. We don't have to. This is great. It's like hay from heaven.
Hay from heaven. It drops down out of the sky.
Yes,
it's
that's
amazing.
Right. Look, this having a horse thing's not so bad after all.
This is so easy. They just think live on air. So that's what I got to do. And sadly, it wasn't as exciting as I was hoping it would be. And I didn't get to go down and see the potential foster dog that I want to take because foster dog is still in quarantine and I didn't get to go see her. However, Deputy Trombi did go yesterday and send me a picture. And I sent it to Jennifer. Jennifer's going to post it. Yeah. Of course. And Chad's like, I don't want you being friends with this woman anymore. So I wrote her that. And she's like, oh, I've got another horse for you, too. Like, Chad hates her. But I sent the picture to Jennifer. And Jennifer's going to post it on her Horses in the Morning Facebook
page. You
know,
you missed your calling. You should have been, like, working for the Sheriff's Department and the Animal Control. You'd have been, you know, so cute in your little outfit with your little gun and everything.
If I wasn't married to my husband, I would be the biggest animal hoarder ever. They would all be very well taken care of, and I'd be very broke. That's the thing. So it's a good thing I'm in the situation I'm in. But tell me that when you see this picture on Facebook, that you would not take this dog home. I can't stand it. It's the cutest thing I've ever seen, ever. And it just breaks your heart to see them looking at you through the bars of the cage. So anyway, we're waiting on the problem to the quarantine to be over, and then hopefully I'll just get to go take her home because I can't stand it. And she's so cute.
Oh, that
anyway,
is a cute picture. That's a cute picture.
And then that just break. I said, "Can you?" I texted her back. I'm like, "Can
look
you
at those
hear
eyes.
The sound of my heart breaking right now in a million pieces?" Yeah, it's adorable.
That's because when they're like that and they're in that situation, they're not they're not the healthiest in the world, and they haven't, their true personality hasn't come out. So the barking, annoying beast, you never see that before you take it home.
Okay, can I tell you a secret? Because my husband just walked out of the room and he's not in here right now. I got a big secret to tell you.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready? I'm dropping
you
the
bomb.
You
threw Boomer out the window of the car and was hoping you'd find a new house? No.
I tried. This dog is pregnant.
Oh!
So apparently she's pregnant with a Cocker Spaniel, so Springer Spaniel / Cocker Spaniel. And
There's some barky little dogs.
That is not a barky little dog. Springers aren't barky little dogs. But anyway, just so you know, it's the cutest thing ever. But I can't let her have her puppies in jail. She needs to have them here on the farm. I mean, really, seriously, you can't do that.
I'm really excited. Speaking for all horse husbands everywhere, I would have that discussion before you bring her home.
No, I'm hiding it. It's a secret. No way. It's not 100% confirmed.
I do have Chad's phone number. I do have it.
Don't tell him. Don't tell him. It's a secret. Anyway, I'm going to get divorced over this dog, aren't I? This is terrible.
That's what I'm thinking. Kind of thinking that. Well, I'm
Jennifer,
trying to help you.
What's coming up on today's show, Jennifer? Save me before your husband tells him.
We'll change the subject now. On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, the Indoor Expo season has begun. And providing she can stop shopping long enough to dial 347-637-3238, we are looking forward to getting a live report from Happy Barbie and perhaps other dedicated listeners. And then mid-show, we've got some eye-popping headlines and a variety of lists for your entertainment. And just before the Friday finish line, Really Bad Ads has a buck and a fart because it's chilly outside. Stay tuned for the fray, folks.
A bucket of what?
A buck and a fart. That's what horses do. You know, they
oh,
run
a
across
buck
the
and a fart. I thought you said a bucket of fart, and I was trying to figure out exactly what that was.
What's a bucket of farts?
I got it out of Really Bad Ads. You can buy it on Craigslist, a bucket of fart.
Bucket of farts,
$4.99. There we go. Anyway, my daily Winnie is to everybody who has participated along the way in our Hit 'em Happies. And we are approaching day number 100. Thank you to our listeners for keeping track of that, because Jamie and I have totally lost track and had no idea. So, and all of you have been so much better about it than us, actually. But we said in the beginning, you don't have to do it every day. Do it when something comes up and you want to post it. And, you know, just because Monday is the 100th day doesn't mean you have to stop either. We love seeing your posts. I loved seeing Doreen this morning, and Uta always has good ones. But Doreen this morning posted a picture of day 96 of her on her horse with the biggest smile ever. Doreen seems to have the biggest smile ever. So we love seeing those posts, and we hope that you continue to do it. I thought Uta actually posted it. It reminded me of you in our pre-show meeting. You said you ran out of coffee. And by the way, that, I think that's a sin. I think you go to hell for that. But you said that you made some hot chocolate. Well, 2 days ago, Uta posted pictures of the hot chocolate she got at Starbucks, which, by the way, is the best hot chocolate in the world. And you said yours wasn't as good as Starbucks this morning, and you were kind of feeling deprived. But that's what made me think of it, as seeing Uta's hot chocolate from Starbucks. It's so good.
My hot chocolate, I took one sip and, like, spit it back into the glass. It was so disgusting. I don't know what I did wrong.
tofu hot
chocolate? That would have made a good hot chocolate, Glenn. Tofu hot chocolate would have been better than what...
I'm sure.
I don't know, whatever this concoction was that my mother-in-law gave me in my stocking last Christmas. So...
Probably an expiration date of last January.
Yeah, probably. Well, it's just total irony that she's on hold right now because my Daily Winnie goes to Happy Barbie. I got in the mail yesterday, this poor, poor UPS guy comes up and has this small, decent, you know, just like a 12 by 12 box. And he's carrying the box on a hand truck. And he lifts it off of the hand truck and sets it down like with a thud on my front step. And I walk outside and I go to pick up the box and take it inside. And I can't lift it because it's a box of Redmond Rocks. It's huge, so heavy. It's like the heaviest box ever. And anyway, Barbie donated that to MASH, so I'm going to take it down on this weekend to MASH and let all the horses have some rocks. So, Barbie, thank you so much. That was so kind of you to donate your winnings to the Sheriff's Department. We really, really, really appreciate it, as do all the ponies. And it's just, I mean... I opened it, and of course, you know, people come to the door throughout the day. Why do you have a box of rocks on your porch? I'm like, don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. The babysitter that came yesterday was like, did you know that there's a box of rocks on your... I'm like, leave it alone.
don't touch my rock.
If you want. I know, don't touch my rock. They're going to jail. That makes more sense when I say that.
Well, you, Happy Barbie's on here right now. If you can thank her in person. Good morning, Happy Barbie.
Good morning, Glenn, Jamie, and Jennifer. Thank you for having me on. I'm so excited.
Glenn, remind me again why we call her Happy Barbie. I can't
figure it out. I can't remember, actually. I don't remember at all.
Hold on. I'll tell you. I'm having a great day. Yesterday I had a couple of clinics. They went great. Gaston, my horse, did wonderful. My Gypsy, my little four-year-old. And I'm so proud of him. And today we have another clinic in the Mallory. If anyone's going to Equine Affair, we're going to be there at 1 o'clock.
Hold on, Happy Barbie. Slow down. We haven't even talked to people about where you are yet. So,
okay, sorry.
Let me introduce that. She's also the Energizer Bunny. We wind her up and she goes. It's that New Jersey air. Hey, Happy Barbie is at the Equine Affair, which is one of the largest expos in all of New England, in West Springfield, Massachusetts, at the Big E, where we were for the Percheron Congress not too long ago. And she is there doing her thing. And so tell us, Happy Barbie, why you're there.
Oh, I'm there because it's awesome. It's amazing. It's like... the horse of horses horse show. You can learn so much. Pat Pirelli's here, Mark Rashad, Chris Cox. I forget a bunch of other amazing trainers. If you're into dressage, if you're into eventing, they have all those top names too. And then you can shop like you couldn't imagine. It's a mess. You'll empty your wallet for sure. And then they have the breed demonstrations. And they have a barn. I don't know. I think there's several hundred horses here representing all the breeds, Friesian, Shires, Belgians, Minis. Then at night there's a big show, Fantasia, and they'd have the Icelandics and Fire. And you know, if anyone's been, it's just amazing. You have, if you're within 4 hours, it's definitely worth the trip. And if you have to stay overnight because you have to do 2 days. And,
You're at the Equine Affair in Massachusetts?
Yeah, it's the one in Massachusetts, yeah. And if you've ever been here before, it's five ginormous buildings. Actually, there's seven because there's other barns that hold horses, too, but they're private. And it's just, I mean, it's just horses everywhere. Horse people are just wonderful and fun. And I was having a great time. If you come by my stall in Sea Barn, we're right by the one big garage door, and I have, we were talking about recycling ribbons, and I met a lady, and she gave me her ribbons, and I recycled them, and made them all pretty and sweet, and I hung them on the stall door, and I give them to kids as they come by, and it's just super duper fun. So you can say hi. I'll be here by the stalls, and if you want, even if I'm not here, grab a ribbon. Yeah, just don't grab the two that Gaston earned that are on his sign. The other ones, they're all fair game. The champions and the reserve champion and whatnot, that's not me.
So most people who go to Equine Affair, Barbie, don't bring their horse. Now, did you sign up? Like, how? Why did you decide to bring your horses, and what are you doing with them?
Well, you can bring them to be in the clinics. It's called they have the Ride with the Best, and you send in an application in September. And if you go on the website and you look at the Ride with the Best and you fill out all the application, and you can ride with Chris Cox, Jane Savore, I don't know all the big jumping people, but there's jumping people here, famous jumping people, famous eventing people, and I should have had the list. I apologize.
I've got it right here. So the eventers are David O'Connor. The dressage clinician is David Marcus. The reining clinician is Aaron Ralston. The jumper equitation clinician is a woman named Nicole Shanahan Simpson. Then they've got Jane Savoy. Lynn McKenzie is barrel racing. Tom Chone is Western Pleasure. Bob Giles, Glenn, I don't know, is the driving.
Giles. It is Giles, yep.
Giles. Okay. Cliff Swanson, Western Dressage. Shania Humphrey, Hunter Under Saddle. Then they've got gated clinicians, and they've got the Heidi Potter, the centered riding and horse agility clinician. They have everything from dentists to alternative therapy clinicians to animal communication named Karen Daly, reproduction clinician, vets, everything, trainers of Mustangs. They've got everything. Oh, my gosh, the list just goes on and on and on.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's really, like I said, you can't just come for one day. You have to come for 2 days. Actually, Happy Ingrid is also going to be here. Happy Ada from New Jersey, who you guys have heard on the radio, is also coming. Ingrid's coming today, and Ada's coming tomorrow, and they're both staying till Sunday. And, yeah, once you come, you're addicted. If you come once, you never stop coming. It's just great, yeah.
So what clinicians are your horses riding in with?
Oh, I'm so excited. I did one on Thursday morning with Mark Bollander, the trail guy. Does obstacle courses, and, of course, Gaston, you know, he was adorable and stole the show. And then we did...
and remind everybody what he is.
Oh, he's a Gypsy Vanner, and he's my baby since he was a baby, and he's four now. He was actually blessed to be here last year, too. We got to work with one of the, I think you guys might have had him on the show. He was a long-lining guy. He has Frisians. His name, Clay Mayer was his name. I think he's been on the show before.
The guy that was at the Kentucky Horse Park. Yeah.
Was he? Okay. He was in the show. Actually, Guy McLean was here last year, but I guess he had other plans or whatever on his schedule, so he didn't come. But it's huge. It's amazing. The people are wonderful. And also, you talked to my breeder, Lise McNamara from Blarney Stone Acres one time, and she's the one that's paying for me to. She pays for the stalls for me to be here, and I actually stay in the barn the whole time. I don't leave. I sleep here.
You sleep there?
I have three stalls. One for Galahad, one for Gaston, and one for me. Yep. And then there's also this. Three other girls, but they have hotel rooms.
So, being that you're sleeping in the barn, do we need to change your name to Crazy Barbie?
No.
Like, are you
no.
just? Is it overkill? Like, what's going on?
Way overkill. Yeah, I don't stop working with the horses till like midnight, and then I get up at like 5 when they all get up, and yeah. But the one gentleman that has his horses here, they have two gentlemen that are security guards, and they stay overnight, and so I've known them for years. So. They keep an eye on me and make sure that the horses are safe and we're all safe. So, yeah, and it's safe here. I mean, you know, it's all just horses.
You're inside. Are you in one of the tent barns, or are you in the barn that's actually got heat?
Well, they close doors, and I don't know if there's heat, but the horses sure do heat it up. So at night they close the doors, and, yeah, if you have a horse with a regular winter coat and a blanket, they'll be sweating. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. Last night it was probably about 40. Yeah, it's not that warm, but I have an electric blanket, and I'm good, yeah.
Okay, you're, again, Crazy Barbie. Crazy Happy Barbie. So, okay, what else now?
Those are my past clinics, but I have, so today I have one in the Mallory Building at 1 o'clock, but before that, the Gypsy Vanners are going to do a demo for 15 minutes. That's pretty hot to watch if anyone's coming today, if they're hearing the radio. And then tomorrow, if anyone's listening today, for tomorrow, I'm doing one in the Coliseum, which is like it. Saturday day is the biggest day. So it's like I'm total dream come true, like crazy excited, 11:30 to 1 with Mark Rashad, and it's just been amazing. He's he works with Aikido, with Harmony, and mutual communication, and it's been like, I feel like I'm on cloud 15. It's just amazing. So, and then Sunday we have just a demo in the Coliseum also at 11 o'clock, and there's going to be 5 driving horses from the Gypsy Horses, and then we're with the Gypsy Horse Association. And then there's going to be 5 driving horses. Then they're going to do a 6-horse presentation with the one group with the guy that has the security guards at night. And then the rest of us are going to go. So it'll probably be about, you know, another 5 or whatever. And that's only for 15 minutes.
That's
so exciting.
Like, that's cuteness overload. Those gypsy banners in one place.
I know. Yeah, and there's aisles. We have two aisles of the gypsies. Yeah, and we're just all having a ball.
Okay.
And like I said, come grab a ribbon. Take it off the door. I have like 20 on there, and I have a whole box full. So please, if anyone's listening, take a ribbon.
Okay, but I got to ask, just because I'm still stuck on this whole sleeping in the barn thing, where are you showering?
Well, they said that there's showers here, but they were like Freddy Krueger scary showers. So I was like, I ain't doing that. I said, oh, those other showers, they were locked. I'm like, I ain't doing that. That was last year. So this year I just went to last year I went to the hotel, and this year I go to the hotel and shower. Yeah, and then I leave for about an hour and I come back.
Okay.
So she's not stinky Barbie, if that's what you're worried about.
She's not stinky Barbie.
I showered, my clothes are very clean. Yeah, it might be more stinky because I've been in the barn for 5 days. But actually, I'll take a picture of my little one bedroom apartment for and I'll post it. But my Facebook isn't working, so you'll get it late. You'll get it on Monday or something.
So
I will take a picture of my apartment.
Barbie, I know that you are a blessed woman with 2 very beautiful and adorable gypsy banners, but I need to just ask, can I ask you a personal question?
Of course, go for it. That's why
I'm here. Are you a married woman, or are you a spoken for, or are you single?
Oh, no, I have a poor husband, a poor guy. He knows I'm crazy. He just rolls his eyes. You guys know my horses come in the house, right?
Yes, I did know that.
Yeah, so my poor husband, he just rolls his eyes and pays the bills,
Okay, so just so you know, so he's not
there
right now.
She's got him on a leash.
He's back
in the house, tied to the radiator.
He likes to clean, and I just have fun.
Wow, you married well. Good job.
This man's a saint.
Yeah, we need to have him on the show. We need to
discuss
another day in the life.
He's not even allowed to listen to the man episode. No.
So what's it like to be tied to a radiator when your wife goes away?
I would get wife fired if you went on the show.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you can find out more about Equine Affair at equineaffair.com. Now, what is the clinic you're doing today, Barbie?
Mark Rashad, it's on collection, the understanding and reasoning for collection. But he did a thing last night. I wish everyone could have seen it. He did some things with the Aikido and the whole like breathing and the thinking about going from a 2-beat gait to a 3-beat gait, and the horses just automatically did it. He said that they can work on a thought, and same like us, we can work on a thought. And he said, if you think about putting your leg on, the horse goes over. It was just, he said, less is more. They feel all that, and there was 4 of us. 2 of us in the first clinic and 4 of us in the second clinic. And he was just, I was like, my jaw, I had to like tie it shut. I couldn't stop. Like, I was like, this is amazing. Yeah.
Are you able to be quiet and let people do clinics, or are you talking the whole time?
They use duct tape. I went to Craig Cameron Clinic like a month ago or 2 months, September or whatever. He would go honk if I started talking. He'd go, everybody honk at Barbie. They call me Sparkles. Everybody calls me Sparkles. Even Mark Rashad, they call me Sparkles. So they said, everybody honk at Sparkles. Honk, honk. So anytime I talk, they'd honk. So I got it after like 2 days.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
You are the most fun
person. Bless your husband's heart. My God. I hope you stay married forever, and he is the greatest guy ever. So congratulations on finding a good one.
He's tied to the radiator. She can't
he's got 5 kids. I have 5 stepchildren. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my
there's 5 stepchildren in your life?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty busy.
Do they all talk like you? It's like 100 miles an hour?
No.
No, they can't.
I'm the only one with a whole family like this, too.
We love
you,
Barbie.
Oh, my gosh. I would love to go to Thanksgiving at Barbie's house. Oh, it would be so fun.
Oh, no, I don't get this till like 5. I just do dessert. I just do the sugar.
She just does the sugar. Yeah, that figures.
Oh, well, Barbie, thank you so
five
much.
Sugar
for...
after 5.
Speaking of,
well,
I better go to Dunkin' Donuts.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. EquineAffair.com. Tell everybody what barn you're in, just in case we have any listeners that are heading
called,
over.
Yeah, it's called Sea Barn. It's the farm and horse exhibit, they call it, but it's Sea Barn. It's huge. You can't miss it. It's right. It's connected to the Coliseum. Yeah.
And she's the one with the gypsy.
And it's so funny because my horses, as soon as you walk in, my horses are the first ones. So they're like the meters and greeters. Like, Vladdy, he thinks he's in charge of like every horse that comes in and out. He's like, oh, I got to check your pass. He's like, I gotta say hi to everyone. And they're like me.
So
yes,
great.
But I
Thank
will post a
so
picture on Monday at my little apartment. I'll take a picture now.
Yes, please do. I want to
see it. Somehow Ingrid's coming. I'll get Ingrid to post it or something. Yeah, but we'll get it on there. So check it out.
Fantastic. You guys can purchase tickets to equineaffair.com. Barbie, you got to have a lot of fun, learn a ton, and we want to report afterwards, okay?
You bet. I'm on it. All right, great. Have a great day, guys. Enjoy.
All right, we'll
All right,
see you, Barbie.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, well, I'm worn out. That's the end of the show. Let's just call it a day.
I just had to ask if she was married. I just had to. Was that inappropriate?
No, it gave me a bunch of good lines. I'm glad you did. Set me up well. Thank you.
What a saint of a husband. My God.
I have never heard anybody talk that fast. I really didn't understand about half of what she said. I really had to concentrate today.
Yeah.
She's so much
she was
fun.
Very excited.
I mean, she's like
so
a little
fun.
Tornado. That just little
and
spark.
She just
I'm not sure happy is quite the right adjective. I don't think it quite goes far enough.
There's too many adjectives, so you have to stick with one.
She's fun. She's been listening
too.
I think she's one of our first listeners from like the very beginning. And she's got half the state of New Jersey listening now. So
I know. She's awesome. She's awesome. We love her. Hey, now, you guys, to change the topic here, you guys are doing something fun this weekend. Speaking of
yeah, we're
this weekend.
Yeah, we're down to visit Wendy's new farm. Dr. Wendy, who is here filling in on Wednesday, of course, host of The Driving Show. She bought a new 5-acre farm in Sarasota.
Wendy bought the farm.
And
it's a good thing.
What's amazing about that is, Wendy is not known for being a mature adult. That's not one of, you know, I know she's a veterinarian and all that stuff, but Wendy has got a little wild side to her, and it's one of the things we all love about her. And yet now she's found this guy, Dr. Kyle, and they're settling down, and they bought this farm, and they moved in over the weekend. So we're going to go down and see the new farm. She wants to show it off, so we're going to go down and see it. This is a big place. It's got, you get this, it's got 6 bedrooms and 5 bathrooms.
Good God. That's a lot of toilet paper.
That's a lot of toilet paper.
Business is good. That's awesome. Good for her. I'm so happy for her because I know that she is. She just deserves it because she is such a fun person. She's a lot like Happy Barbie, but without the frenetic energy.
So we're going down to do that. And then we're taking her for her first visit ever to a Renaissance Fair. The Sarasota Renaissance Fair is happening this weekend. So we're taking her over.
God.
She wants to see the Renaissance Fair. And I think Wendy will fit right in, to be honest with you. I think she'll be joining next year.
Please tell me you guys are all dressing up.
No, we're not dressing up. I'm sorry.
Come on. I mean, if you're going to do it. You've got the clothes. Jennifer's got some extra she can put on Wendy. Come on. I want pictures of you guys in the garb. I want to see you sword fighting with some, I don't know, knave. I don't know what they call them, but some person out there. I
no, they make
you,
they make you hog
leg.
Tie your sword. They do make you hog tie your sword. They actually take wire ties, and they wire tie your sword to your to you so that you can't draw it. That's something they discourage.
So, like, they wire tie the sword to your leg. What if you trip and fall and impale yourself?
They actually
wire
tie it to your scabbard so you can't pull it out. Yeah. It's called a peace tie. They call it Peace Tide. That's what their name is for it.
Oh my God!
Actually, we haven't
been to
a Renaissance fair in a couple of years, so this will be fun. This will be fun. It'll be interesting to see.
I want to see you in your outfit. Make it happen. Do it.
I don't think I have tights that fit anymore. I'd have to get new tights to fit into my old king outfit.
If I, you know, there's sometimes, Glenn, where you say something and I wish I could just cut it out and just have it like as a ringtone.
Oh, don't you have a friend they're from Texas that helps you with that?
Wait, Robin, can you cut out the part where I need to get new tights? Can we have that on a button? Thanks, that'd be great. Yeah, there you go. I have a friend that does that.
I want to ask you what you're doing. I know you're doing something fun over the weekend, but let's hear from Kentucky Performance Products. I'm going to change the subject here quick.
Choose Kentucky Performance Products Supplements because the horse that matters to you matters to KPP. This week, I want to speak with you about Elevate Maintenance Powder. This time of year, horses are consuming very little grass and may not be able to get enough natural vitamin E. Horses in rigorous training, seniors, broodmares, and stallions often require additional levels of vitamin E to meet their needs. When you need to supplement with natural vitamin E, choose Elevate Maintenance Powder. Affordable, effective, and research-proven, Elevate Maintenance Powder's vitamin E is nature's most powerful antioxidant, protecting your horse on the cellular level. Elevate Maintenance Powder supports the strong immune system and healthy muscle function necessary for top performance. It's affordable, it's easy to feed, and you can learn more about this and all their other products at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com.
And you can also find Kentucky Performance Products on Facebook. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products. They're always posting good information over there. Now, you're doing something you said. I didn't quite catch what it was, but you're doing something this weekend.
Yeah, I'm doing something. It's not very exciting, though. I was more getting your story. All I'm doing is having a garage sale.
There you go. There you go. Selling all the kids' stuff that doesn't fit anymore.
It is a baby fest. If you need something to do with a baby, you just come and get it. And I was unloading. I'm having it with about four other families in my neighborhood. And I'm unloading all this stuff last night. And so they were like, so guess you're done having kids. I was like, oh, yeah. Take it all.
Oh, yard sales are so much fun.
Yeah.
You sell something for a dollar and they try and get you down to 50 cents.
I know. I've got some things, like, I've actually got some things, like, when if somebody actually tries to talk me down of a 50-cent item, I'm going to be like, really? Get out. Get out. Just leave. Well, I'll probably have to say, vamanos, because I needed to write all my stuff in Spanish. That's just how the garage sales go around here, so I have to brush up on my Espanol.
There you go. You just need to know dollar, $2, $5. That's all you need to know.
Cinco. That's right. Uno. And we're clipping the horses this weekend too. So a couple of them anyway. So I'm going to use my new Andis power clippers.
Oh yeah. Oh, good. You'll like them.
Yeah. So far I've only clipped a dog, so I'm excited to try them on a horse.
Yeah, they're great. They don't overheat like a lot of them do. I really like ours. Actually, we might do that. We might have to clip Scooter. Oh, we're hopefully by Monday going to have a video for you guys. Scooter's been wanting to learn tricks. Actually, he's been kind of teaching us tricks. So we're going to try and get a video of him doing his one trick that happens every day that makes me very hit him happy, by the way. So we're hoping to have that by Monday. We'll see if we can get a video of it.
Do?
You know how
what
horses never do it when you're videotaping?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're hoping.
Try to get your baby to do something on video. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Same thing. When you don't have the phone that they do it.
Exactly.
They know. Do we have any news? Do we want to talk about news? It's Friday. I don't know. Is there anything fun?
Yes, I've got a story for you, Glenn. You're going to have to book a plane ticket to go up to Kentucky because you need to be at Churchill Downs tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow. Because tomorrow. It's a short notice, I know, but you need to get to Churchill Downs for the 6th race. It's post time is 3:08 p.m. because that is called the Run for Rosie. Yes, Rosie Napravnik, 26 years old, made history at Churchill Downs when she piloted Believe You Can and then Untappable to their first ever Kentucky Oaks for a woman. So she's won the Kentucky Oaks twice. A woman had never won it until her. So they are actually doing a big retirement ceremony for her and in her honor. So 3:08 p.m., you need to be up at Churchill Downs to be there for the Run for Rosie.
You know, this is going to be the kind of retirement. They're going to do all these retirement parties and everything. And you know, 3 months after she has the baby, she's going to be back to racing again.
I know.
You know
I was thinking that too. The second I read that, I was like, yeah, she's done. Sure, she is.
How many times
just
did
like
Muhammad
Steven.
Ali retire? You know, how many times did George Foreman retire? You know, about six. And
well,
then they always
who's the
back.
Football player that retired every week? The Green Bay quarterback, Brett Favre.
Yes.
And then Garth Brooks retired a bunch, and then Gary Stevens, jockey, he retired and then like came back 10 years later, so you never know.
Start a pool. Is it going to be how many months after she has the baby is she going to be back to racing? You know, three might be stretching it a little. I'll say six. 6 months. That's my guess.
I'm going to give her a year. I'm going to give her 18 months because it's taken about 18 months for my son to be a little bit more 18 months after the baby's born, because it's about 18 months, you can kind of go feed the horses and leave him playing in the dirt, and he's not going to eat the dirt. So they're a little more self-sufficient at 18 months. It seems to be like that coming up on 18 months.
Yeah, but she's rich enough. She could hire 12 nannies. She doesn't have to worry about that.
Oh, that's true. But maybe she doesn't want to. You know, because we've heard she's not the nicest of people. Maybe it's going to soften her, and she's going to be like, I'm going to stay home with my baby all by myself, and then she's going to realize it sucks.
Says the mom.
I mean, does it really suck? It's just a big lifestyle change.
Hey, I also saw, remember we were discussing stud fees, and we were trying to, and I said Mucho Macho Man would come out with about a $50,000 stud fee, and you said, oh, hell no, he's not for his first year, he's not going to come out with that big. Well, you were right.
I was right. Macho Man is going to stand in 2015 at Edina Springs for $15,000. Now that's still a pretty big stud fee at 15 grand, but they always make the first year less, so they're expecting him to do pretty well, you know, because they want to. And after the first couple crops come out, that's when, you know, they basically put the stud fee at a price where they think people will want to take the risk and not waste a ton of money, but get in on a good deal when it's still early. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but you know, Verrazano, remember the bridge horse, the one I liked because it was named after the bridge in New York, is starting at 22.5. How can Verrazano be starting higher than Mucho Macho Man?
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe his bloodlines are a little different. I'm not that familiar with him.
Because the bridge in New York is much more popular than the 80s rock band. That's why.
Guess so.
Let's look at Verrazano, and I did notice that I thought he was priced a little higher than he should, but let's see. I'll just Google that and try to figure it out. Let's see. We've also got the stud fees for many of the farms. Now, Edina Springs, we talked about Mucho Macho Man. And then we've got Ghost Zapper, who's got so many nice horses, has moved up from $50,000 to $60,000. $60,000. Now, Edina Springs has five Breeders' Cup Classic winners, being Alphabet Soup, Awesome Again, Ghost Zapper, Fort Larned, and Mucho Macho Man. And so they're not shy of Kentucky, classic Breeders' Cup Classic winners. Now, Gainesway Farm. This is amazing. So Gainesway Farm, which stands Tappet. Tappet, of course, Rosie's horse, Untappable. Hansel has a Tapazar, has had a ton of stakes winners. He, to me, is like the most expensive I've seen. His fee in 2014 was $150,000. In this next year, $300,000, and he's already all booked up. $300,000 for the stud fee. And then his son is at 15. A Fleet Alex is at 12.5. Birdstone, bless his heart. You know, he won the, I think, the Kentucky Derby. Yeah, I said bless his heart. It's kind of a long shot to win the Kentucky Derby. He is, yeah, $5,000 or free if you have a really nice mare.
I don't get that. I don't. I don't understand why.
They're trying to get somebody to, because he hasn't done any breeding for 3 years, and they're trying to get somebody to breed with him.
Well, like, no, he's probably doing breedings, but he's not having any success. So they're actually offering it free to approved mares if you have graded, if the mares have graded stakes winners in their first two generations. So basically,
that's pretty
liberal. They're trying to up. It's very liberal, I thought, but still, it's like, please. Please breed our horse if you have a nice
basically
mare. And
basically what
up
that says is
name.
Loser. That's what that's saying. It's right there.
It's not a big, it's not
tab
awesome.
On his forehead.
It doesn't scream confidence, does it?
Maybe eventing. Maybe eventing or, you know, some other activity would be good.
Yeah.
Get him snipped and send him out to do something else.
Now, Stay Thirsty, you guys remember Stay Thirsty. His fee was $15,000 last year. Well, what you don't want to see is it drop down, and it's dropped down to $10,000 this year. So there are some ups and some downs. A lot of them have gone up. And I was shocked at that Fusaichi Pegasus. Remember he won the Kentucky Derby forever ago? He's at $7,500. So he's had a lot of stakes winners. The other thing I thought was kind of strange, you know, Big Brown, who was at Three Chimneys Farm. Big Brown was just one of my favorite horses. Big Brown won the Derby, won the Preakness. He ranks seventh in North America's leading crop sires this past year. He had 9 stakes winners this year. You know, he's been shuttling back and forth to Australia, to Vinery Stud in Australia, and he's coming back in December. And he's not going back to Three Chimneys. He's going to this place in Pine Plains, New York, called Duchess Views Farm, and he's going to stand for $8,500. Why? I'm trying to figure out why they would lower his price and put him on a very small farm not in Kentucky. So I don't know what he's done. Maybe they pissed somebody off.
Yeah.
I bet you.
It's a little hard to handle.
I mean, he had 9 stakes winners this year. It's not like he didn't have any.
Maybe New York State has better sire, because they have all kinds of incentives to stand horses in various and sundry places. They're getting
good
deals.
That could be true. It could be true.
And he's going to look really amazing next to his stablemate Heavy Breeding, who stands for a whopping
$2,500. Oh, geez. And that is such a bad name for a horse. Oh, that
is Heavy Breeding. I was thinking that.
You're right.
That's what I got from that. I got that,
gosh,
too.
Heavy Breeding. So did you guys ever read the book about Calumet Farms called Wild Ride?
Jennifer did, yes.
Oh, my gosh. What an amazing book. And from what I hear, it is just spot on with all the details that surround the beginning to the end and then reuppance of Calumet Farm. Now, there's a new story that's out on the Blood Horse, because Calumet Farm stood a horse named Aladar. Of course, Aladar was second in the Derby Preakness in Belmont to a horse named Ali Sheba. Big, big rivalry, okay? Well, Aladar went and was standing at Calumet Farm. The guy who was in charge of Calumet Farm is super uber shady, gets himself into a whole bunch of financial trouble, like millions and millions of dollars, and Aladar was one of the most sought after breeding stallions that there was. Well, in 1990, Calumet's night watchman found Aladar in his stall with a broken hind leg. Well, of course, everybody's thinking that they broke his leg on purpose because he was insured for like $300 million. So there's a lot of controversy and speculation about what kind of happened in the last moments of Aladar's life. Well, there's a guy named Tom Dixon who was an insurance adjuster who was one of the first people on the scene when Aladar was found in a stall. He went straight to Calumet Farm. He was there with the vets. He was there with the shady guy. I don't even want to mention his name because it gives me a bad taste in my mouth. But anyway, there's always been a lot of theories, conspiracy theories about what goes on. And he actually, at 83, just sat down and penned a story about what actually happened at Calumet from his perspective. And it's really an interesting read. I probably was up for, you know, an extra hour reading this story last night, and it's a really good read. So I'll post the link to it. Or Jennifer, if you don't mind, it's right underneath the Aladar's Final Hours. It's the link to the Blood Horse story, and it's a really good story. And he basically goes on to say that there was nothing, there was no conspiracy theory that it really happened, and that, you know, he's had to go to court a million times from, you know, afterwards, because he was the insurance adjuster on the scene. And he basically at 83 just wants to tell everybody exactly what happened. And he was there and he saw it and what he saw with his own eyes and how he felt about it. And it's a really good read if you guys are interested in that. And Jennifer, I know you'll love it, because if you liked Wild Ride, it's a very short art. It's like an article basically, but a couple pages, and it's just, it just brings you right back. It made my shoulders tense and made my teeth hurt because I was clenching my teeth the whole time. It makes you cry. Just, if you want to read it, it's a really good read. And so we're going to post a link to that on Facebook right now. But it was in the Blood Horse, and it's really, really a good read.
Very good. Well, let's take a break for our song of the day, and then we're coming back. Of course, we have a little bit more news, and we have really bad ads for you today. And Jennifer, if you could just share Ingrid, Happy Barbie's friend, posted a picture of her apartment in the stall at the Equine Affair, so we could share that for everybody to see. That would be great. But in the meantime, we have our song is Like I Would for You from Tiffany de Rosé, and we're coming back in just a minute.
There's a space I can reach across when I try. My heart gets lost in your hold back, no matter what I do. Well, you know I can read your mind. There's a wall that you hide behind. Won't you tear it down like I would for I
Well, that was Tiffany DeRosé and her song, Like I Would For You. You can find all of her music at TiffanyDeRosé.com or on iTunes under the same name. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek here with Jamie Jennings and Coach Jen on this Friday edition of Horses in the Morning. And, of course, we're brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products at KPPUSA.com. Hey, Jamie, I wanted to mention to you, we did an interesting interview on Stable Scoop yesterday with some people that are doing a new TV show. I think the TV show is going to be great, but the interesting part, it's called Wild About Barns. But the interesting part about this is it's on a brand new horse network that's coming out right now. It's called Ride TV. And they're trying to get on the cable networks around the country at this moment, and they're only on one at this point. You can watch them online. They have an online outlet where you can watch all of their programming. But what I love about this network is that RFD can tend to be a little bit on the educational side and a little dry sometimes. And then a lot of times they just have pictures of cows and they're auctioning them off and doing weird stuff. You said they do polka, too. I missed the polka.
Big Joe's polka show.
So, it's just a little different. This network looks more our style. The TV shows, the trailers they have up, the ones that are coming out look like they're fun and entertaining. And it's not, going around a round pen and training your horse. This is entertaining TV, kind of like our shows here are on the Horse Radio Network. The one of them called Rockstar Vets is about this vet guy by the name of Dr. Chris Ray, who is just a wild man. And they're showing him in there digging around the intestines and flapping them out, trying to fix a colic. And then the next minute he's partying at a nightclub that night. I mean, this guy's a wild guy. Take Dr. Pohl and make him just the opposite. And you have Dr. Ray. And I think that's going to be a fun show. There's just a bunch of fun shows on there. There's a show, we've all seen the show Cops, right? Well, they have one called Horse Arrest, where they follow the mounted patrols around cities. So that should be fun. Just some really different, fun shows. So I hope this Ride TV really takes off and makes it. You can watch it right now. I think it's like $4 or $5 a month. You can watch it online. They have it all on their website, RideTV.com, but they're trying to get on cable networks around the country right now, which is not easy. So I wish them luck with that. But just seems really cool. Had you ever heard of it?
No, I never have. But hasn't HRTV been trying to do that forever? And Horse and Country?
Yes.
So there's a big uphill battle, I think.
And that's why I think, watching it online is going to be the way to go with this one. But I just like that it was more our style. Just really cool. I can't wait for the shows really get started. They're just gearing up now. You need your own reality show. You could do your own reality show with all the adventures into.
If it wasn't for the fact that if a camera is in my face, I totally turn stupid. I can't handle it. I am not a television person at all. I can't do it. I've tried. I've auditioned for things like news things, and I auditioned to be a sports reporter at post baseball games, and I freeze up. Like, I can't talk. My tongue swells. I start to sweat out of my armpits. It's really ugly. So I would never be a good TV person ever, reality show or not. I can't do it. I was interviewed to be a traffic reporter on TV. How easy is that gig? I'm already a traffic reporter. I just have to sit and talk about it. Couldn't do it. Could not do it. Can't function with the camera on me. I get awkward.
I guess so. All right.
Would you be good at it?
No, that's why I do radio. First of all, I have a face for radio, so that's one thing. And then, we don't have to, get dressed up or anything. I don't, have to wear clothes and just forget it. Comb my hair.
I know.
Take a shower.
And girls have to put on makeup and everything, so,
it's just too much work. And then editing If I had to do the editing, forget it.
Ugh. Glenn's editing okay with stockings and a skirt, but he's not going to makeup.
I'm not going to makeup.
I mean, he needs himself some new tights, Jennifer, so you do have to do some clothes shopping.
What really upsets me about this morning is Robin posted that she is listening this morning. So she heard you say that, which really
she actually sent me a message, and all it said was, done.
Oh, God. I hate Robin. I do. She's banned again. I'm banning her again. She's going to be banned.
You can't ban somebody because Jennifer and I like her.
Yeah.
Okay, Glenn, before we get to really
Glenn
bad
hands
ads.
Glenn hands out bannings the same way the Jockey Club does.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, you're banned. Yeah, for yesterday.
Yeah. All right, do you want to hear about the five breeds of dogs that are super cute but really dumb? Or would you rather hear about Carolyn Rothman's accident that she had yesterday, the dressage rider?
I'd rather hear about dogs than a crash.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, okay, good. Yeah, Carolyn's going to be fine, but she did have a wicked crash. Chronicle has that story if you want to go read it. But, yeah, the survey, five breeds of dogs that are super cute but not always so clever. So let's see. Do you have any guesses on this? Which ones do you think?
Dalmatian.
No, surprisingly not on the list. I was...
True,
that's a good guess,
true,
though.
True.
Anytime you breed for color, my friend, you sacrifice something. Usually the breed.
I think you've actually owned one of these breeds.
Oh, no. English Shepherd, his name is Boomer. Is he specifically listed?
No. See, Boomer's problem is not that he's too dumb. He's actually kind of smart, which...
No,
Zinni's
smart. He's dumb. He's dumb. He's on Prozac right now. We're trying to fix it.
What breed was the dog you lost not too long ago?
Basset Hound.
Number five on the list, Basset Hound.
Oh, bless her little heart. You're right. That's so true, though. You know what? She just that's what makes them fun, though, is they don't really get bothered by anything. You pet them, great. You don't pet them, that's okay, too. Like, we called her our little piece of furniture. She was like an ottoman. She was so cute.
That kind of goes along with this list, though, doesn't it?
Perfect.
That was number five on the list. Number four kind of surprised me, and you'd never guess it, is an Irish setter.
Really?
I haven't known too many in person, though, so I don't really know.
Can you say happy Barbie?
Happy
Barbie?
That's
an Irish setter. They're just so happy to be alive, they can't finish a sentence. They stop halfway through a bar. They're just so happy. Yeah.
Poor Barbie. And
please
then
tell
number
me,
three.
Greyhound is on the list. Greyhound is on the list?
No, they're smart dogs. Number three on the list is Weimaraner.
Dumb.
Their brightness, yeah. So, they're not real. And apparently they have trouble when they do photo shoots. I was reading they do have trouble with Weimaraners because they just have ADD, and they're just not really into whatever you want them to do, they're not into it.
Yeah.
Number two, I'm surprised you didn't get this one. And we babysat one here not too long ago, the pug. The pug.
My brother had a pug. They're tough.
They're cute.
They're tough.
They're cute, but when we babysit this one, it's the sweetest pug in the world named Lisa. They make more noise than any dog I've ever... They just... there's more noise. It's like, oh, my God, what's that noise? And I look around, it's a pug.
It's like having a horse that roars. You know, you start trotting and it.
And then the other thing, the pug also has a problem with the other end. So either way, they're noisy, stinky dogs, pugs. And then number one, and this one kind of surprised me because they had big personalities, and you may not think of them as a little slow and not being too clever. Chihuahua is number one on the list of not so clever dogs.
Really? Well, you know, if you've ever seen a Chihuahua around a horse, the Chihuahua, for the first time, the only thing they do is run up and try to bite the heels. And
yes.
Like, are you an idiot? Like, you're 2.5 pounds. Seriously, one kick and you're done. But, yeah, Chihuahuas do that.
Yeah, well, they're number one on the not-so-bright. I'll go real quickly through the brightest breeds. Golden Retriever's number five. Well, Australian Shepherd, number four. Poodle, full-size poodle, number three. They say do not confuse this with the smaller poodle. Number two, German Shepherd. And then the number one, brightest breed, Jamie?
That's a Border Collie, without a doubt.
Yes, it is. That is right. Yep, number one, brightest breed. That's right. So if your dog was on there and you're arguing with that, I did not make that list up. I write to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. She's the one.
Where you send your complaints. That's where we go.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later.
He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Right, it is time for Really Bad Ads, that time of the week when our listeners send in really bad Craigslist ads or other ads, and we share them with everybody for a mutual chuckle. And I've had about five people in the last 2 weeks ask me where that song comes from, and that is Dan Roberts singing a song called Horse Trading. And you can find it on iTunes. Just search for Horse Trading, and you'll find it on there. So if you want a copy of it, that's where it comes from.
I like how you Jennifer, said that all Southern. Horse Trading.
Oh, I did?
Nice.
Well, that
yeah, you did. It's awesome.
Oh, I'm not even wearing tights. Jennifer, could you tell us what the prizes are for the prizes today?
Oh, the tighter your tights get, the more Southern you get. Is that how
it works? Apparently, yes.
Prizes this week are provided by JoJo's Socks. The prize is a cool six-pack of assorted JoJo socks valued at over over $50. From the very start in 2009, JoJo Socks has been dedicated to performance, functionality, and design. Fast forward 5 years, and now you'll find JoJo's Socks' astounding variety of colors and designs in stores all over the world. They have socks just perfect for pairing with English boots, Western boots, Wellingtons, sneakers, and even the Crocs that you wear for late night barn check, and you thought nobody noticed. And to top it off, JoJo's socks are and always have been made in the United States of America. Find JoJo's socks at your local tack and feed store, or you can visit them online at jojosocks.com. And the other
best
prize is from
there.
Horse Grooming. What?
Best socks out there, JoJo's socks.
There you go. Okay. You good now?
Yeah, I'm good.
don't get your tights in a bunch.
I'm just giving them a plug. I think it's great. You get a six-pack. They're not just sending you one pair of socks. They're sending you six.
Okay. The other prize this week is provided by Horse Grooming Solutions, and it is a tote filled with products valued at over $100. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than the Horse Grooming Solutions brands that you have come to know and love. Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Old Timers Equine. You can find them all at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can go online to horsegroomingsolutions.com.
Thank you, Jennifer, and thank you to those companies donating prizes. We really appreciate that. Well, we're going to start off the day. Well, we're actually going to start with one that was sent to us by Reba. And I think this might have been Jamie, actually, that posted this one. Didn't you just get some new chickens?
I did. They're all supposed to be girls, though.
Well, so you were not the one that posted this ad. Free roosters, three, in Citrus. I have three roosters that were supposed to be hens. Come get them. Free. That's not you that posted that?
That was not me, but it could be me. And I'm right about 5 months is where you start realizing they're roosters. So I cut a little while ago. Dear God, I'll be mad.
We'll be seeing the same ad in the Craigslist in Arizona. Free roosters.
Yep. Without a doubt. Jody sent in the next one. Flashy roping horse, $3,500 in Central Wisconsin. Registered paint mare, flashy and lots of go. Slide stops, spins, backs, roll backs, side passes, picks up lead, done ranch rodeo. This horse is not for a newbie or someone that can't ride. She will leave you on your tail, scratching your head. No tire kickers, cash price.
That's a good line. I like that.
Well, I was trying to think, like, she's not going to buck you off, but, like, did she go so fast that you, like, sit there in midair, like in the cartoon, and, like, she runs, and then you stop, and then you fall straight down? That's what I was thinking.
That's a great one. She will leave you on your tail, scratching your head. We need that as a sound bite. That's pretty good. All right, the next one, thank you to Jody for that one. Robin sent the following one in. Miniature mule in Texas. We have a 5-year-old mini mule that needs a home. He's never had a halter on. He has never had any training. I won't say he's kid-friendly. Free to someone with a lot of experience and time. And guess what, Jamie? He's not gelded.
I could have guessed. Wait a second. You mean you have an intact mini mule that's never been touched? Wow, that sounds really fun.
Yeah,
oh, but he's not kid
attractive.
Safe. Oh.
Yeah. He's not anything safe because nobody's ever touched him.
We don't know if he's safe or not.
No,
really, he's just out
could
the field.
Be perfectly fine. We don't know.
All that was needed in that ad is you can have him if you can catch him.
That's right.
For sale, and Chelsea sent this one in, and it's funny because just reading the title, I'm like, is this person trying to get into the best of Craigslist? Because if that's your daily goal, you really need to set your sights a little higher. For sale, invisible horse, $500 in Russellville. For sale, one invisible horse. This breed is rare and hard to find. Pun intended. This one's a gelding, around 10 years old. Perfect for a first horse because he's an easy keeper. Requires little to no food or water, and you don't have to shovel poop all day. Yay! Price is negotiable and may consider trade for other invisible animals. Call or text if you're interested.
Wow. I don't
know
what to do.
That's somebody who has too much time on their hand.
Yeah.
Seriously?
I wonder how many people called. Once again, I wish we had the phone number for this one.
You know what, Chelsea? Chelsea didn't send it in. So this is the person I'm going to call and say I've got an invisible tiger and I'd like to trade, and that'd probably make their day.
It probably would. They'd probably get some attention, yes. This is the person that also gets arrested for calling 911 and just talking to the operator for fun.
Yeah, that's the person, exactly. It's a really bad ad.
Shelly sent the following one in. Free horse, 2GH. 2GH. Good home. I bet you means good home.
Good.
I have a free... Let me read this as it's written. I have one free horse to good home. Riding size and older. Is relatively healthy with no health problems in 3 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Call to check out. You catch, you haul away.
Oh, my God.
Has had no health problems in 3 weeks. Sell them quick before something happens again.
It's relatively healthy.
It's relatively healthy.
I want to call and find out what happened 3 weeks ago.
I love how there's no real size and hands or anything because this person doesn't know that much. So it's just riding size, and it's older. It's riding size
and older. And I'm like, God, that's a bad ad. All right, Ellen sent in the next one. It's called Three Broke Horses. That sounds like a start of a kid song, you know? Three Broke Horses, ride away. Yeah, country song, exactly. Three Broke Horses. A two-year-old stud, $250. Seven-year-old gray gelding, $300. And a nine-year-old sorrow gelding can be used in the arena, $700. The stud just needs a little saddle time, but does not buck. Just needs time under the saddle. Gray horse.
As opposed to on top of the saddle?
It needs time under the saddle. Gray horse laid back, nothing wrong, and sorrow horse, S-O-R-R-O-W, can do just about anything with. Man.
Have anything with? With a sad face. It's a sorrow horse.
And you gave me the next one, too, because we have I haven't seen this name too much. Brooke sent in this one, and it's our trailer of the day. Two horse hauler, $600. Two-horse trailer, tandem axles, place for saddles and hay, too. Call for more info. Year unknown. We'll consider reasonable offers. Now, it's a really pretty shade of blue intermixed with rust and some sort of white spray paint. It is in a field where the weeds and grass are literally halfway up the trailer. And the good news is it's totally full of metal pieces and crap, so you get that probably with it. Do you think it comes with it, all the metal
crap? Yeah, I think
crap
it probably comes in with all the crap that's completely filled the back of the trailer.
Nothing like a
parked,
baby. God.
It's parked in the middle of a field. I just don't get. There's nothing around it. You see it from both directions. It's like in the middle of this 100-acre field.
Yeah.
Completely Dark. Covered in weeds. By the way, they really need to weed that field. They need some spray out there because it's there's no tires on this trailer that we can see. We see no evidence of tires. No.
That's a really amazing. It's really beautiful there. I mean, it's like in the spring, that's probably all flowers.
Completely covering up the trailer they're trying to sell for $600, well over our approved price for crappy trailers. Well over. This two-horse rounded front trailer that we see almost every week in Really Bad Ads, how many millions of those must they have sold in the 60s, 70s, and 80s? Because
it's like,
we just
was it like the first enclosed trailer that was ever invented in the
70s? We're
going
to have to find out
60s.
The history of the rounded front trailer because we just see
Jennifer,
so many of them.
Jennifer, put that on your list.
Yeah, see, you can find and talk about that. Okay, this next one I probably should read as a personal ad. This is the most unusual post you have ever seen, and it's out of Reno. And this is sent in by Lois. I think Lois is new. I don't remember her name. So, Lois, thank you for sending this in. I am a 63-year-old white male who has a poly family. And does that mean, like, lots of wives? By the way, I'm just checking. A poly family. Polyamorous?
I don't know what that means. Oh, yeah.
As in polygamy.
Okay.
Yes, that's what I thought. It
yes.
is Reno, so that's like near Utah. I'm a 63-year-old white male who has a poly family on a ranch of Reno, Nevada. Life
north
is great.
Mm.
Yeah, north of Reno, Nevada. Life is great, but running, it takes all of my time, which limits why I started it in the first place. Now, he never really does say why he's the first place. I desperately need a live-in woman that can help me run and manage it. You will be running everything, hiring and supervising everybody here and seeing that everything runs smoothly. Any age is fine, but 25 to 50 is best. All travel expenses will be paid, and the salary, depending on experience, is up to $4,000 a month. And then the line that really takes it over the top, no nuns in training, please.
O-M-F-ing-G. Are you kidding me?
No nuns in training, please.
So let me get this straight.
Yes.
This is a 63-year-old white dude who has, like, a bunch of wives and is, like, the sister wives thing. And then he needs some help managing his farm. So he wants somebody who's not going to be a nun who will have sex with him to help him run his house because he doesn't have enough.
You got it. That's correct. Yes.
What a freaking weirdo. Oh, my gosh. What a weirdo. Please.
Yes, that's correct. Yes. Yes. So that one's interesting.
I have the heebie-jeebies, okay? The fact that this is real
but
and then they put on Craigslist.
$4,000 a month is good bucks. Good bucks.
Yeah. And until he locks you in the basement, what did you say Barbie's husband is locked to? Chained to?
Oh, yeah.
The
tied to
radiator?
The radiator. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You will be chained to the radiator after this, okay? Don't answer that ad. Please let somebody's good sense kick in. All right. Lila sent this next one in. Beautiful purebred quarter horse ready for riding. $3. Beautiful pure quarter horse. She is a trained barrel racer for rodeos or shed can be a great every day. Absolutely great with little kids and saddle ready. Okay for all ages. The rider should have some experience because she's a trained barrel racer and loves to run. So she has to be slowed down or held back at times because she loves to run, very obedient and has spent time with loyal kids, has no problems with them at all and has never had any problems at all. Oh, that was all one sentence and I wasn't ready for that. Hey, in case you didn't realize, the next line is, she's saddle-ready and great with kids, asking $3,000, which is cheap for a trained and ready-to-ride pure-breed quarter horse that's good with kids like this one. Email me your name and number. That's great.
I love how she says, great with kids, at least six times, But in the middle there, she also throws in, you should have some experience because she is a barrel racer, which means you can't control her and she likes to go really fast.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
But if you have a kid that likes that, it'll be perfect. It'll be perfect for us. Yeah, yeah. The next one is sent in by Jennifer. Somebody from Ireland sent this in? We have an Irish listener.
We butchered her name before, and we apologize.
Yes, it's
O'Cleary, Miss O'Cleary from Ireland.
It's O'Cleary. Yeah. Her last name is O'Cleary. We'll call her Miss O'Cleary because we cannot say her first name, and we're sorry. And, by the way, thank you for sending ads in from Ireland. Have bred pony, 14.2 hands for $950. And we're not talking any kind of pony. We're talking a B-R-E-A-D pony, a bred pony. You know, it's like a loaf of pony. Gizmo. Not slight. Gizmo is a have bred trotter, B-R-E-A-D, trotter pony. He is 9 years old, driven and good, on the road. He is a pet and good horse. Ring for more good info, home only.
That's bad.
So we have a bred pony that's in the shape of a loaf and apparently is good on the road.
Man. That's bad. You know it's bad when you have to read it three times just to understand what the hell they're talking about.
I have no idea. Gizmo, I love that name for a pony, though. It's a perfect name for a pony.
Robin Kane sent in the last one. Awesome trail horse / Gymkhana, $1,000. And that's the same as the title. Honey is a registered Bay Dun 10-year-old mare. She is gorgeous and so very sweet. Shed Nectarines knows her leads and is super easy to ride. Shed Nectarines knows her leads and is super easy to ride. Shed is a wonderful stop as well. Shed has been cantering the barrel pattern and trotting the paws, breasts, and shaws, lots of potential with that. She's trotting boobies. Otherwise, Shed is a fantastic, and this is not capitalized. I don't know what it's. I think she is what Shed is supposed to be. Otherwise, Shed is a fantastic trail horse, not spooky, great with other horses, no bug, bite, kick, very easy to ride. Shed can be hard to load in the trailer. Sometimes Shed just don't want to get in. Also, doesn't like getting tied to hitching posts. Asking $1,000, your best offer to great home. What the hell did I just read? I don't even know what they said.
Who names their horse Shed Nectarines?
It's not, I don't think that's the name. I think it's she is what they're trying to write. She Nectarines? I think that's Nectarines.
It says Nectarines. It's like the fruit. Shed Nectarines. That's a great
she
name for a horse.
Paul,
a bad race horse.
LOSBREASTS, breasts, and Shaw's lots of potential with that. Shed is fantastic.
Pole breast.
That's a bad ad.
It's a new sport, pole breast racing.
It's breast
it's
racing.
Popular. It's going to be popular at rodeos across the country in no time. Kim Kardashian is leading the way. Be on the first one.
I say let's give Robin the socks and my vote, and then Lila with the great with kids horse, because Jennifer laughed out loud like four times.
Robin gets socks and Lila gets the what was our other prize? Oh, the horse grooming solutions, which is something you really want.
So, if you guys are okay with that, I just threw something
I'm
out.
Good with that.
Feel free to
discuss.
I'm good with
that. I think that's perfect.
Sold.
Perfect.
Sold.
Well, thank you, everybody, for sending in the ads. It's fun to get those overseas. I'm sorry that we can't really give you prizes because we can't really ship them over there. But if you want to be part of the fun and want to hear your name read on an international radio show about horses, then you might want to send it to somebody else's because, you can send it back.
No, see, Glenn, the fun thing is you can send them, like, Starbucks gift cards through Facebook, right?
Oh, and they can get the really, really good cocoa, unlike yours.
Oh, man, I'm like a little nauseous from that. I'm not going to lie. It's really gross.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us this week. We really appreciate you being here. A little follow-up to Wednesday's story. We had a lot of listeners for Wednesday's story. If you missed it, head back over to horsesinthemorning.com and listen to Wednesday's show. We're talking about Tawny, the lady who has the little pony ride concession there in California, who's now made international news. Thanks to John Katz for bringing it up with us and for really bringing it out there and getting all the play she's getting. She's the one that's suing the animal rights activists for lying about her horses and everything. So we had a lot of listeners on Wednesday to that particular episode. If you missed it, head back, and she starts at about the 60-minute mark. You can take a listen to her interview there. It's worth listening to if you missed it.
You know what we forgot? Honorable mention goes to Lois, because we already gave the prizes out. The ones with the Polly family and nuns in training. I just read back. That was a really good one, too.
You're right. The nuns in training and the Polly family.
She won like 2 weeks ago. She's probably got all these prizes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll give her honorable mention because nuns in training, yes. That would have been a good one to call, to have you call. You could have played that one.
I couldn't do it.
That's actually the early version of an upcoming episode of Person of Interest. I'm sorry.
Yeah. There's something wrong with that picture there.
Yeah.
Well, now that you're all creeped out, we'll end on that and say goodbye to everybody. So you can
have
leave
fun
your
over
weekend.
Wendy's, and I'll hopefully make at least $12 in a garage sale tomorrow. So wish me luck.
Good luck.
Good. We'll take pictures from the Renaissance Fair if I can get Wendy in tights, okay?
Get your tights on. I don't care about Wendy. I just want to see you in tights. I don't really want to see it, but it's like a train wreck where you, like, if it happens, you just look.
You have to
look. I can't help it.
That's right.
Yeah, you have to look.
All right, everybody. Thanks. We'll take care. We'll see you on Monday.